The Greater Washington Government Contractor Awards honor individuals and businesses in the region's government contracting sector. The Fairfax County Chamber of Commerce and the Professional Services Council co-sponsor those awards. John Hassoun is president and CEO of Vistronics. The company is a finalist in this year's GovCon Contractor of the Year Awards in the $75 to $300 million in sales category. John, congratulations to you and your colleagues for this honor. I thank you for coming on today. Give me a thumbnail of what your company does for your customers in the government contracting space.
Oh, absolutely. Francis, again, thank you for the congratulations. We're very excited about it. So, quick thumbnail of the company. Vistronics has been around for about 25 years ago, founded by our current chairman, Deepak Hathirumani, and started in the federal space, mainly offering support services in the area of IT and technology to the diversified federal IT services market base. About 5 years ago, with the many changes in technology, the company decided to diversify a little bit and start acquiring new capability and investing in new capability to offer a national security capability across DOD, the intelligence community, and the Fed civil space. And then over the last 2.5 years or so, really kind of transformed itself into a premier data analytics and focused on cybersecurity. With the main area that it addresses is really the complex national security challenges, and that's where the focus of the company has been over the last 2 years or so.
What do you see happening in the narrowing of the differences in the cybersecurity and C4ISR demands of the intelligence and DOD sector compared to the civilian sector? It strikes me that there's a convergence there of what the civilian versus military and intel community is looking for. Is that a fair observation, you think, John?
Actually, a very fair observation, yeah. So the challenge right now is about big data. Big data, and there's been a lot of studies around what big data is, but it's the ability to ingest and collect massive amount of data in a very timely manner and do some correlations and analysis of that data. Different users looking to analyze different kind of data to give them better actionable intelligence. So the DOD community may be looking for certain sets of data. The Fed civil community may be looking for different kinds of data. The underlying technology to be able to ingest and analyze and correlate is really consistently the same across all these federal requirements or so. All right, so the challenge is going to be when you analyze it, what is the subject matter expert comes into, how does it come into play right here, and kind of develops the various analytics algorithms to support those actionable intelligence challenges.
So the way this has been framed for me on a number of occasions, and I'm curious to see if you agree with this, is that this dealing with big data for the government is kind of a three-step process. The first step is collection, or you use the term ingestion, and I wonder if they're interchangeable. The second step is collation or organization, and the third step is analysis. Are those the three major pieces, or is there something else that we should be considering?
Those are the three major pieces, Donald. Each has its own challenges that you have to face and be able to overcome. So when we talk about the collection, or I refer to as being able to ingest a lot of data, you collect a lot of structured and unstructured data. Structured data is usually easier to work with and analyze. Unstructured data, you go through social media, you go to all kinds of websites, you go to all kinds of databases, tend to be unstructured. And the ability to be able to categorize, structure, tag them, so you can do the analysis very quickly, is really the differentiation that you're going to find over time between different applications that will be able to analyze the data versus others that cannot analyze the data in a timely manner.
So it strikes me, too, that there's also kind of a sub-point to that main point of collection and or ingestion, and that is maybe we could call it conversion of data that existed before the government even knew it had a data problem or challenge, or that it even had big data on its hands. What's the conversion issue look like, and what's the hygiene issue look like that you're seeing agencies dealing with the stuff that they've had around for a while?
Well, so some of it has aged as well, right? And the challenge with data, when you talk about hygiene and other issues, right, it's constantly changing and being updated. So you have to be able not only collect it, identify where you're going to find it. We don't have the storage capability to store it necessarily, but we're able to tag it to be able to go and access it anytime we need it. again, those are challenges that if you look not only at the massive amount of data, but the timeline associated with that data, so timing becomes an issue. Information as of a year ago may be very different than information I'm going to collect today, and I've got to figure out the viability and the reliability of data that I'm collecting today versus last year, and which one I'm going to use and how to reconcile those kinds of differences that I'm going to find with the data collection. So the challenge, you know, will continue to expand as big data continues to be recognized as a source of how to do better intelligence and actionable intelligence for our major decision makers out there.
John Hassoun's president and CEO of Vistronics. His company's a finalist in this year's GovCon Awards in the $75 to $300 million in sales category. The next point that we talked about is collation or organization of that data. What's the state of the art of that right now? Are agencies starting to get their arms around really being able to understand what they have and what the quality of it is so they know what questions it's even possible to ask of their data, John?
So I think we're getting better at it, but that's gonna be a long-term challenge for us, right? So there's the ability to store. We're moving everything right now to a cloud and the ability to do computing on the cloud, right? So those, again, massive amount of data. We want to be able to access them from any place, any time. So you've got mobile challenges associated with that. You have some instances where your network is going to be down, so you have to be able to work from your mobile devices. Network gets restored. You want to be able to go refresh all that data without losing anything because you're constantly collecting. So again, that challenge will continue to be there. Totally different challenge than the collection challenge by itself. So there's a whole new industry that's really focused on the ability to store that data, access that data, refresh that data on a 24/7 basis.
Are agencies getting more comfortable with the idea that they don't have to be the ones to keep all that stuff, that it's okay to find a vendor who will help them store that stuff in the cloud for them?
Well, big difference from 3 years ago, right? So now you're seeing a lot of commercial entities with cloud capability being able to support some customers 3-4 years ago would have said, absolutely not, I need my own data centers and so on. So without getting into specifics on that, you are correct in that statement. We're seeing a lot of commercial clouds being used by clients out there that historically have not been open to doing that.
That will
save them a lot of money and time over time.
Well, and that actually was what I was going to go to, is it just the idea of the cost savings, or are there other issues that are driving that acceptance?
So partly is cost, partly is security. So we've got better security measures to defend and protect that data. And so, that had been the concern over the last 3 to 5 years or so. For the cybersecurity, both on the defensive side of it and being able to protect all of that, we've come a long way. And now, you're still hearing about a lot of events, obviously, in terms of cyber attacks and so on. But the majority of data that has been managed and controlled and stored over the last 12 to 18 months or so is a lot more secure. That things have been in place in old data centers for the last 20 years.
About the analysis piece, John, I wonder if there is going to be a continuing evolution of gains in how agencies can analyze their data, or if there might be one kind of turnkey moment when people go, wow, if we're able to do this, whatever this may be, and we might not even know what this is, but if we're able to do this, this will be a total game changer in data analytics.
So I think it'll evolve. So remember, data analytics, the whole background behind it came from the genome experiment that we've done before. We've decided we have massive amount of data, and if you look at it from a prism perspective, one way you can get different sets of answers and you look at it a different way. And once you get to those answers, you find out you have the ability to ask even more questions. So it's a constant evolution of analysis that can be done, and we'll get smarter and smarter at it. But I don't anticipate to have kind of an answer that says, oh, this is it, right? It's always going to be, I can get more intelligence out of it, and I can get better decisions out of that one, and so on. So the ability to do it fast, the ability to do it quickly, the ability to do it cheaply, the ability to do it timely is going to be very important over the next generation.
John, congratulations to you and your colleagues on this honor as a finalist for a GovCon Contractor of the Year Award, and I wish you the best at the award ceremony. Thanks for coming on today, John.
Thank you, Francis. Appreciate it.